Hello, hello. Beth Martins here. It's coming on without much notice. And we got... Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Got the computer on. Okay, I'm back. Whoops, you can't hear me. I'm back again. Alrighty. Anyway, it's been an interesting day. I was up all night with my cat. And I didn't literally make any plans for my birthday today. So I just thought, you know, to do one special thing, I wanted to come on and say hello to you guys and see how you are. It's all dark here, as you can tell. A little bit of crappy lighting. And we got Rockfin going. I think it's live. No, it's not yet. But we do have a few people over there. Hello, Komen. Nice to see you. Yeah, it's been interesting. Thank you so much. I appreciate your birthday wishes. I think it's the first year in a long time I haven't made any plans of any kind. And partly it's just because I've been nursing my sick cat. And good news, I think she's doing better. I didn't give her treatment of any kind. I actually got some, chlorine dioxide. Haven't quite figured out exactly how to give it to a very tiny little cat. And I don't want to create any stress for her that she didn't already have. But hello, Heartline Realm. Lisa, it's nice to see you. Chelsea Case, I'm glad you're here. Lots of love to you as well. Jill, thanks for that birthday cake. I don't have any birthday cake at all. We'll see if I should have some birthday cake or whatever. It's funny, I called my son and I don't want to be like, oh, it's your mama's birthday and you should something or other. But so I called him and he didn't tune in at all. It's actually his dad's birthday the same day. Some people would say that's when you know that you're related to somebody in an interesting way. So I just thought I would come on and say hello and chat with you guys, see if you want to talk about anything on your mind, what you're going through, what's happening for you these days. And it's been crazy times, I tell you. It's been a week of attacks, to tell you the truth. Hello, Chance. Badass Beth. There you go. Nice to see you. I appreciate your birthday wishes a lot. And I'm in a strange place right now with all of my groups going on and the whole law thing. And it's definitely attracting a whole bunch of snakes and infiltrators and controlled op and all that kind of stuff. My favorite birthday meal, Grants. Nice to meet you. I don't know if we've met before. My favorite birthday meal. What would that be? I love East Indian food. I like Greek food. I like natural food. I like healthy food. I made like the all-time best burgers ever yesterday. So good. Like all grass-fed and organic buns and, every little thing, the onions and the tomatoes and the lettuces and port of entry date. Yep, exactly. Well, it's even fancy to talk about birth because that's turns out to be a legal word, not the accurate word that might be for that point when the God spark enters the little being, when the mom and the dad's parts come together, not those parts anyway, but when life enters, when a new soul is born. And actually we were talking about this yesterday in one of my classes about the difference between demons and daemons. And from my understanding, birthday brunch is awesome. I love birthday brunch, Komen. Thank you, peace, prosperity, and protection. I totally appreciate that. That's lovely to hear. Zygote, yes, is the medical term for it, but the spiritual term. I wonder if that's a legal term as well. It might be. And how they tricked us into not acknowledging the birth of the life or the coming of the being into being. Hello, Gloria. Thank you so much. I don't feel like I'm looking good. I was up all night with a cat and I'm nursing. This poor little baby has had a lot of trouble. But so they tricked us into having a birthday and I can't remember offhand what it is. I heard this on Crow 777 that the birthday candles actually represent something quite morbid, that you shouldn't have birthday. Oh, it's the blowing out of the birthday candles that is like a kind of symbol of death. actually, so nothing to do with birth. And it's the birth on the ship that we're on, the ship of commerce, the ship of fake law and fictions. And you actually don't want to go on that birth. Thank you, Vase TV. I totally appreciate that. If I'm pronouncing your name correctly, hope your health and finances are blessed. I appreciate that. Yes, I do feel actually very blessed. Chris is here. Yay. Glad to see you. Thank you for your good wishes. Totally appreciate. I thought if there's anything that I would want to do, I would love to go out and party with friends. And I think there would be a few takers for that, but I need to be pretty mindful of my energy. And I just have a break tonight. There's nothing going on. So I'm just going to cuddle up with my cats and take care of that little one. I think it's working after giving no treatment of any kind, just a whole lot of love and care and attention. She had taken to using the entire house as her litter box. It was literally kind of an emergency for me on a moment-to-moment basis. But I'd say she's coming around, she's eating, she's drinking, and she's using that litter box again. Yay! That's the biggest birthday gift ever. Hello, Clayton Jacobs. Nice to see you. Thanks for the well wishes. Does everyone feel the zodiac moving? Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means, but hello, Kiva. Nice to see you. Jack the Giant Slayer's here. Thanks for the birthday wishes. And let those candles burn. Exactly. Extinguishes the light is blowing the candles out. Yeah, that's the opposite, right? We're in the death cult, of course. Yeah, the happy birthday song, that thing is like awful. I really don't like that song at all. Holly Berry's here. Hi, I haven't seen you for a long time. Jonathan, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Scotty, it's awesome. So I knew this would make me happy. I always feel good talking to you guys. And it's been wild. I don't think I've ever been under such attack as I have been, and people just, you know, creating controversy and arguing with me in the guise of maybe looking for some direction or asking a sincere, honest question, which I never mind. I actually love that anybody would be interested to hear my take or my opinion. But in every case, it was to argue with me and to call me out. And not too long ago, I got called a Satanist because I had a Cult of Baal poster. Are any of you familiar with the artist? What's his name again? Might take a while for it to come back. I heard him on Freeman TV quite a long time ago before the pandemic hit, and he took the time to map out the Cult of Baal. How did this satanic cult go through history? How did it come into being? And what are all the shapes and forms that it's in? All kinds of unlikely shapes and forms, things that you might think are, positive, good spiritual movements, but they were birthed right out of that that death cult that we're in. Pretty hard to get away from it. You get called a Satanist monthly. Excellent. Well, we should start a club chance. Anybody that's been called a Satanist, right? This was by somebody that I considered to be a very close friend, actually, at this stage of the game. So, wow, what a blow that was. That just hit me like a brick over the head. And to be accused, right? Like Satan is the accuser. I did a great podcast with Mr. Scott Lipes the other day. Amazing conversation. I totally want to have him on again, because the conversation was open-ended and he wasn't there to trip me up or find fault or poke holes in my reality or attack me for my archetype work that, oh, well, the Bible doesn't have anything about archetypes. It's like, yeah, it does. Actually, it does. It's all over them, right? The Bible is full of poetry and metaphor and symbols, and that's all archetypes, right? It's all in there. That's, I think, how Dylan Monroe, you got it, Adam. That's exactly. Dylan Monroe is the artist, really amazing artist. I might try to track him down for an interview at some point as well. It's so good. But so to get attacked and get infiltrated and spend like all day Sunday, I did nothing but troubleshoot that group, and people were sharing controlled op stuff. I'm the controlled op police. I don't know why I hired myself for that job, but it's too painful to sit back and watch people in my own groups especially promote to others in there who are just learning, who are, you know, they want some knowledge and they're like little bunnies. They want to, they just want to learn. They're innocent. And then if somebody's on there sharing controlled op and it's misleading, it sends them sideways. It gives them hopium that they think, oh, these big guys are out there doing this work for us. And it's just not true. It's absolutely not true. I mean, if it's true, great. I would love to be wrong. No problem. I don't have any, you know, I don't mind. I'm not here to be right. I'm not here to be, have anyone think I'm so great, but it's, you know, it's just the writing's on the wall and you can start to see it. It's to the, like the death of a thousand cuts. I had to remove somebody off my groups the other day. And I, you know, if I went back and looked at the inventory of all the things that happened and led me to that moment where I just removed them and took a whole bunch of attacks from people about that, like my own people as well and stuff. And it's just like, holy shit show, you guys. So yeah, Cult of Baal, that's the one I had. I got one of the original ones and it's gone now because when I had this accusation leveled at me for having this poster on my table, which I had been meaning to remove, to tell you the truth. I really didn't intend to keep it up there anymore. I wondered if it was an influence on me. It's good to know the history. History is something that, like, you know, if you look into the history, it's in a way, it's the same as the poster. Maybe I have some regrets now even of letting the poster go, but it was very interesting to just have that attack on me. And then I noticed some shame around it. So I thought, okay, this is it. I'm just going to remove this poster. I'm going to take it out. And I symbolically sent it with a prayer out into the storm. We were having a major snowstorm going every direction, very high speed winds. Huge amounts of snow have fallen here already. And I sent that poster out to the elements. Now there's another one. I might be able to get my hands on it. It was one of the originals. It was very good quality paper, but it actually started to go weird. When I took it off, I had to cut it off my table. Maybe you heard me say this already. And it had the most terrible smell under it. So I don't know if it was the paper and the wood or what was happening, or it was, you know, in that moment I was like going, wow, this is symbolic that I need a sharp knife to cut this off of my wooden table. And then I just decided to let it go. If it's holding me back and I said a prayer, like if there's any demons around me or demons in me or anything, let this be a sign that I'm willing to let it go. And yes, I've heard of Amazing Polly. I don't exactly know. I haven't been following her much at all. I don't know enough to say. I've heard people accuse her of being, you know, same controlled op as everybody, but I haven't dug in myself to look for any evidence of that. Hello, Stephanie Martin. Nice to see you. This is the motto New York sent out to me. I'm not sure what you're referring to there. And hello, Carla. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Jeffrey Lane is here. And I'm going to butcher your name. Vostlav, darn it, sorry, to the controlled opposition is everywhere. I know. And it's a sign that you're onto it. If you're surrounded by them, if they're coming out of the woodwork and hanging out with you and trying to capture your time and your attention, which I believe is the whole strategy around it. Like if nothing else, and they just waste your time, then that is a kind of win for them. Right? If you just spend a whole day arguing, which I don't argue, but I will do my best to answer questions. Once somebody's on the attack, I feel like defending myself is actually playing into their power trip, because, you know, that's why people go on the offense, is that when they put you on the defense, you're in a severely weakened position. And it never feels good or right. Like when I got called a Satanist, for me to go and start defending myself that I'm not that, that was just, nope, I'm not going there. If you can't see me, if you can't feel me, if you don't know my heart by now and have a kindness to ask, oh, wow, that's really interesting. Where did you get that? Or like just ask innocent questions, open-ended questions. Accusations are satanic. Satan is the accuser. right? And that person had just told me that exact fact from the Bible that Satan is the accuser, and then like, boom. And in front of people, in front of my peers on a group, he had to do this, right? Like, it's just awful. That, what a blow. Like, it's a severe injury. I'm getting over it. Can't you tell? Hello, Eric. He, nice to see you. Oh, that you're trying for a happy birthday. I know you can't edit anything on the chats. He made a couple of posters. There's a ton of them, a Q map, a ball map. Yeah, I've seen him regularly. I'm on his email list and I've seen him. He's very productive as an artist, which is a lovely thing. It puts you in the seat of creator, and then you're not at the mercy of everybody else's creation. That's why I spend so much of my time with my head down in creation mode. You've seen Amazing Polly labeled as CEO, not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The popularity alone can speak to that. Who's allowed to get up in the search engines compared to those the rest of us that are censored like crazy. Scotty, you said you're a Christian and taking sick days off for spiritual mental health. Your boss just called you Bigfoot from New Hampshire. All righty then. Good God. Well, I'm glad to have you here. It's so good. There's no such place as Bigfoot, New Hampshire, but you're obsessed with Bigfoot. It was a supernatural occurrence and you were able to screenshot it for proof. Interesting. And so do you try to reconcile that with Christianity? Because Christianity didn't really have any Bigfoots, or, you know, the Bible, I don't know. Are there Bigfoots in there? There might be. I know there's the Nephilim, but I believe that's something completely different. Do no harm, Virginia. Exactly. Do no harm and take no shit. That's what I decided to put up as a theme today, because you can live and let live to a point, but as soon as they are coming for you and intending harm, or even that they are just accidentally causing harm, you can't just sit there anymore. You can't hide out. They're going to find you. And so it's time to actually get on the offense, if that's accurate or not, but you know, to take some action, to stand up and say, hey, I am not the person, the fiction that you feel me to be, and under which I am at the mercy of all your statutes and your codes and your laws and your BS, your man-made crap, then, you know, speaking for yourself, it goes a long way, especially if nothing else, just energetically. The power that it brought into my system, the fears that I've had to get past in order to take that stand for myself, for my child, it's been huge and it's not over. It's a lot of work, totally consumed last week, almost 100% with that. Jenny B, thank you very much. I appreciate the birthday wishes. Scotty says the cause of vax mandates and death cult stuff. It's funny what happens when you step out in faith. Yes, exactly. I used to pray for faith. I don't pray for faith anymore because I don't want a moment-to-moment test of my faith, which I'm kind of getting anyway. We kind of signed up for that stuff. And have I ever celebrated National Tartan Day? No, I have not. Is it a holiday in Canada in April? I'm not totally sure. And I'm not good at conventional holidays that are on the calendar. I almost completely X'd those out of my calendar. I finally found the setting that will stop telling me that it's Halloween or some crazy day that makes no sense to me, or is actually satanic, or, you know, Christmas, how it's flipped. Christmas shouldn't be Christmas, and April, Easter, right? Those should be flipped seasonally. They will make sense if they were opposite, but so I'm not really good at those holidays, just to say that. Bigfoot is real. Excellent. Good to hear. Thanks for the love, Lisa. And sure, hit that like button. I appreciate that, Chelsea. I never think to say that, but I appreciate when others do. And no snow there. Yeah, we got all the snow for everybody. It came down. If we'd had rain like this during the summer, it would have been a really different summer. Speaking of controlled ops, Dylan Monroe is an Orange Man survivor Q-tard. Okay, good to know. Excellent. Good to know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what a shit show. It's really, that's why I've taken to much less of the rock stars out there. I know I've interviewed a bunch of them and it was a thrill for me at the time. But, you know, looking back at the rock stars, they become rock stars for a reason. So tomorrow I think I'm hosting, I haven't heard back from him, but there's a local owner of Shay's Cafe, very fancy, beautiful restaurant in Manitoba, in here in Winnipeg. I hope I'm not getting them in trouble, but they are public. And they don't force anybody to anything, nothing at all. You go in there and you just get to be a normal person and have a beautiful meal. They have a wonderful fix process or fix service where they just bring out, I don't know, 8 courses. And it's just, you know, you don't choose anything. You're just getting the salad and the pasta and the beautiful risotto balls. And, all, you know, it's just amazing. Desserts are off the charts. So that's somewhere that I like to go as well. And I'm interested to hear from Shay is his name, as the owner, what he's been going through. I think they've had some crazy $60,000 in tickets already. So I'm very interested to talk to him, and please do join tomorrow. I haven't set it up yet, so you won't see any evidence. I need all his details first. And you just listened to a podcast about Divox Box for evil spirits. It had a horrible smell. Interesting. I know. Very interesting. If that poster captured, I wasn't even going to take it right out, because I'm still undecided. Like, do I want to keep this? It is valuable information. It is the history. It's where everything's coming from. But I couldn't keep that smell in my house. So I was like, oi, fly, be free. Yep. Do no harm and take no shit. That's it, you have to stand at some point. I believe that's definitely what we're being called for. Goose chases. Yes, the goose chases. And how do you cut those goose chases off and save yourself time? Personally, I don't want to congratulate myself, but I almost always know very close to the beginning, not the beginning, because as you've seen, I you know, will invite a speaker on and I think they're great and everything sounds good, but very soon after you'll start to see signs. They're always little signs. They can bring great knowledge, and then those little ways that they take you sideways and leave you feeling not good, or take over my group entirely. I've never had that happen before. Total infiltration. And that alone, you know, even if it's just somebody with no boundaries, even if they're not controlled op or whatever, that alone just was so disheartening to have somebody come and take over the scene. I couldn't keep up with it. I couldn't watch. I couldn't keep an eye on everything that needed to be kept an eye on. So the Bible said to dust off your feet and move on. Just judge each situation, personal encounter, how much time you're willing to spend on it. Yeah, I love that. Dust off your feet and move on. This is so my way of being. I don't even look back. I may be complaining and ranting now, but I don't spend a lot of time on it. As soon as I'm able to make a clear choice for myself, then things almost always work themselves out. This last scenario with the person that just wouldn't take a hint at all was different. But I had this experience last night where there was a meeting coming up that I was not looking forward to. And I got myself involved in a project that suddenly hinged on me. And that was not great. Not to say anybody's at fault for it, but I was the hinge. And then I had a falling out with one of the people, and I spent the whole day about to text somebody else just to give them a heads up. And then at 2 or 3 in the morning, just before I laid my head down, you know, when I go to bed now, then I got this email saying that the whole thing was off. And I'm like, whoa! So happy that I didn't have to engineer that. I didn't have to call anybody out. I didn't have to share any gory details about what happened. And you know, just by doing the inner work, just by finding the discomfort inside myself and letting that go, that's my strategy, right? That we are programmed to the nines. And the bravery that you have to go and like feel as shitty as you do, or as much pain as you have, or as much sorrow as you have, or as much apathy as is there, and make a new decision. Like, that's not my beautiful state of being. That's not a match to me. That's not in my vision. That's not what I'm created for. It's nothing to do with my purpose. I'm going to let that shit go. It has nothing to do with me. I often hear that. That has just nothing to do with me. And, you know, let it go. The energy raises instantaneously. There's usually some kind of a breakthrough. And here it was, right? The proof, the breakthrough. I didn't have to do anything but my own inner work. And so that's always such a beautiful thing. So yeah, dust my feet off and move on. That cut bait and run, all of that stuff. Today, you're thinking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is so beautiful. Isn't that amazing that forgiveness is possible? All you have to do is ask for it. All you have to do, like any harm, maybe, I don't know, is this true, you guys? What do you think? Any harm can be forgiven. Is that true? Is there a crime that would be so big it couldn't be forgiven? You know, trying to see through God's eyes, is there a crime so deep that couldn't be forgiven? Maybe there is. Maybe there is a point of no return. But for the most part, for the most of us who are not out there, you know, murmuring, maiming and killing and bringing harm and, you know, you name it, you know it. All of there are ways that we went astray can be forgiven when you wake up and you see, and it's very similar to the whole deprogramming process, because it is a point of forgiving yourself and saying, oh yeah, here I was running this program that was telling me to hate people or hate myself, for example. And now when I wake up and I see it for what it is, and I'm brave enough to feel that energy and let it go, then I'm on the other side. I am forgiven. I can forgive myself. And you know, pray to God if that's where you're at for that same forgiveness and great healing comes of it. So yes, I'm all with you there. It's always correction, right? Exactly. When you see you're on the wrong path, that's one of the definitions of sin, is you're just off the mark. So when you realize you're off the mark, then you go on the mark and you just keep going. And there's no need to sit and beat yourself up. That's no service to anybody, not to you, of course, not to your creator, if that's who you want to redeem yourself in front of. And it's not even of any service to the person that you harmed if that happened. To beat yourself up, that's not helping them. To feel guilty, which is a version of beating yourself up, that's not helping. That's not bringing remedy. It's like, no, what can you do? Is an apology enough? Is covering some costs for the harm, is that enough, right? So the old flack and target thing, Clayton, I'm not sure what that means, but you could let me know. I'm so bad with expressions in my own culture or anybody's culture. The negative you see is only showing you the mistakes. Yes, that can be true, but you know what? You still have clear seeing. And so it doesn't mean you're going to stop seeing the negative if you're not making those mistakes. Now, if you have triggers, you have pain, it makes you go like, oh, like this in your gut, those are signs. That's where I'd be more on board with you. But you see much more clearly. You see the negative, the harm, the crime, whatever it is, much more clearly when you're not beating yourself up. You watch Liberty Talk Canada. Yeah, I'm interested what you think. Forget the girl's name. Odessa is her name. I love that name, by the way. She talks a lot of fruit and the situations that are going on in Canada. You like her program. That's good. Yeah, I tried to reach out to her a few times. She either ignored me or she just got too much going on or didn't see the message. I don't know. But yeah, I'd be interested to talk to her if anyone knows her. When someone goes on the offense, you go into queen mode. Nice, Chelsea. I love that. I love that. And what does that look like for you, right? If somebody's on the offense, queens don't probably just run away. Like, you know, I don't mind doing once in a while. I'm just out of there. I'm just not in that scene anymore. I'm not spending any more of my time and energy unless they have, you know, unless there's actually something to be fought against. But if it's just words, like sticks and stones will break your bones, but words never hurt you, I'll go off and do my own healing. If you just leveled an accusation at me, I don't need to fight with you. What a waste of time. I'm not even saying that's the right thing to do. I'm just like, I'm just not here anymore. This is not a relationship I need to invest any more time in, unless there was to be some form of redemption and renewal. And that can happen. I always hold open for that. Many enemies of the past have been friends of the future. I'm always open to that. So I don't, holding a grudge, that's just costing you time and energy as well, holding crap like that in the unconscious. You kind of quit posting on my group because of accusers in the chat calling you a Satanist. I know who that was, and I'm sorry, Chance. I apologize for that. So yeah, I noticed you haven't been there. So I think they're gone now. And in fact, I know they're gone now. They quit the group. So the accuser isn't in there anymore. If you feel like coming back, and please do share your work. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lisa. Bless you as well. Clayton, very true. But Vega said, today I'm about forgiveness and how the planet seems to produce things I have to forgive. Yeah, yeah. Back to Chance's comment that just became a way of life. And I realized I was also, you know, I was hearing them accuse everybody around me and go to war with everybody around me. And in some cases, I agree because, you know, things have been so twisted for us and we do end up, I know I have played with forces that were not, they weren't benevolent. And I've paid the price for that, you know, so I've started to question absolutely everything as well, but I'm not an accuser. I'm not going to run after you and call you anything. And that's not my way because it's certainly going to endear anybody to me. I saw this person, you know, pretty much everybody, he either quit the groups or they quit him or all that kind of stuff. And then he came for me, right? So that's pretty normal also that if you see somebody on the warpath with everybody, but not you, you know, your days are numbered. It's going to come around. It's just the way that person was being, but, yeah, forgive me for not, standing up for you at that time. Also Chance, my apologies. And you got to run with, a Bearcast with Dylan Scoccio. Excellent. That's so good. I'm glad you're doing that. Have a great day. So wisdom is non-judgment. Yes. That was, if I was going to say any words after that whole thing, I was going to say like, judge not lest ye be judged. Right? That's pretty clear. We're not here as the judge. Judge is pride. Judging in that place, you have decided that you are superior to somebody. How can you judge them if you're not superior? And who is superior? No one, right? No one but the God, God, the highest. That's the only superiority. That's the sovereign that we stand under. And otherwise, the children of God are all equal. So there's no judgment is possible, but is clear seeing possible? Is discernment possible? Absolutely, yes. So don't let that stop you from looking into the fine points. Thank you, Pez. I appreciate your birthday wishes. Have a lovely day yourself. And you believe spiritual, physical being, but you're not sure exactly what Bigfoot means or Dogman are. You don't think it contradicts Bible personally, right? Yeah. And just because it's not in the Bible doesn't mean it's not real. That is just so far. But like, how has that Bible been massacred? Books taken out? Things didn't make it through the canonization process, if I'm saying that properly. So just because it's not in there doesn't mean it's not real or a creation. Can we also not create anything new? That is, to me, the superpower that we have is with the creator's spark, we can create, right? Some people would say there's nothing new under the sun, but the way that you can put it together in your way, based on your life experience, your knowledge, your inner work, it's going to be a new thing. There's no two creations are the same, even if you're pulling from information that you already had or all of that stuff. So I agree with you. I agree with you. And bye, Chelsea, if that was a wave goodbye. No man has the right to obey. Interesting, Annie. Nice to see you. No man has the right to obey. Hannah Arendt. I'm not familiar with that saying or that author or speaker or whomever they are. Feel free to let us know. Definitely not a mammal. Don't know what you guys are talking about. A foundation is sure in Christ. Very nice. Lisa, new here. Hello, Mark. Nice to meet you. My name is Beth Martins. If you didn't catch that part already, I often forget to even introduce myself. If you don't know me, I am a coach for those in the truth community who are struggling with either their, the world isn't what they want it to be. I'm also a business coach and help people to turn the value that they have through their own experience and skills into a life purpose business so that they don't have to be at the mercy of a job in Babylon or even at the mercy of, shutdowns and restrictions and the way their business used to run. I help people to work with archetypes so they can pinpoint shadows and find out exactly where they're stuck, because people all know that they're stuck, but it's just this wall of stuckness that they can't get past. And so, you know, the tradition of mentorship to me is very valuable. And to have somebody there, I'm so grateful for my coach that is there for me. when I'm in a pickle, when I'm like got a paper bag on my head and I can't fight my way out or see my way out, and she can see stuff that I can't see, and she can hold my hand in a very gentle way. So that's, I'm a professional hand holder. Hello, Joylene. Nice to see you. I'm really glad you're here, from Matt, Joy, Henry and Olivia. That's lovely, lovely to hear from you. I feel like we had a little birthday celebration the other night. You fed me chocolate and beautiful snacks, and we had an amazing time in your hot tub. I hope you don't mind me sharing that you have one of those, because all the people are probably going to go over there and want to get into that luxurious thing. So Mark, I hope that helps you. My website is below. There's more about my story. I'm a cancer survivor for the last 20 years. I managed to find out what was killing me in a lot of different respects, but mostly it was my own inner life that was not in order. And I was able to find an archetype that was very out of alignment, where all of my energy was getting sucked out to. And when I got that energy back, I healed from cancer and never had to look back. So it's that's the work that I offer people now. And Vase TV said, a way to begin is to send a notarized notice via registered mail to the court that you are a private independent nation, not a legal person. Keep the receipt and photocopy. It's proof that they received it. Yeah, so status correction, if I'm not mistaken, is what you're talking about. I haven't done that yet. I have a girlfriend that keeps telling me she's made several trips to court. She's often on these streams as well and had a variety of different experiences. And now she thinks she's really on to something. So stay tuned. And thanks for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that, Annie. You're shocked but not surprised when do no harm was supernaturally referred from the Hippocratic Oath. Yes, I've seen that was going around. Exactly. So there's something new happening in the law world that is hitting the airwaves. I'm very curious about the source of where it's coming from. And it's all about making police reports against the those that are perpetrators in your life, whether that's a boss trying to force the jab on you or testing on you, or you know, the whole thing with children. Now I see they are trying to get Health Canada, which Moderna, that company is trying to force Health Canada, well, not force, but petitioning them to approve now for 6 to 11-year-olds. Oh my God, right? It's just not stopping. So there's no reason that Health Canada is not going to agree with that. I know they want it. Those guys are all working together on this very gory project. And Tyrone, hi, nice to see you. I'm glad you're here. He says, Yeshua said to them, let the children come to me and do not forbid them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. The Aramaic Bible in plain English, Matthew 19:14. That's beautiful. I love that. Thanks for the birthday wishes, Daniel. Nice to see you here. And you can tell in seconds when your faith wavers. Yeah, it's a really good measure and marker. I totally agree. God is not a man that he should lie. Interesting. Yep. I don't find God lies to me at all, ever. Hello, Jenna. Thank you for the birthday wishes. And what did you say? You loved your interview with Catherine Austin Fitz. Hope to find your path like mine. Good vibes and love from you. Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was a thrill to do the interview with her, but I think she's controlled up. So anyway, just to let you know about that, she's in those cohorts right now. April Fools have Christmas babies. Interesting. There you go, Robbie. Oh, and we got somebody chatting on Rockfin. They approve 5 to 11-year-olds in the U.S. Oh, darn, Ramon. So sorry to hear it. How awful that is. Boy, oh boy. How about when two or more gathered was changed? Yeah, people argue about that. I certainly have the memory about it being when two or more gathered, and now it's two or three, right? So what was that? Is something about social distancing? I don't know. I don't know. Risotto balls are awesome. I know you and I had some great ones. Exactly. We'll have to do that again. So good. And Tyrone, FDA declares bacteria killing viruses. I think I'm way behind on your messages here. Viruses safe to treat meat. Oh yeah, sure. That's just all BS, right? Like the whole microbiome, my take on this is that everything is rigged in our favor. All of those microbes are working for us, not against us. And so I don't know. The viruses, I don't know. Anyway, that just sounds like a bunch of BS to me. Safely sprayed on meat. Oh boy. I don't know. about that. There was a rainbow with no rain just now. Oh, wow. Amazing. That's fun. Good sign. Promises. The rainbow was stolen by the, what do they call them? The alphabet gang. Hope I don't get myself attacked by that. Am I communicating with? No, I'm not. Actually, our last communication wasn't great. I had several people in my world reach out to work with him and got some not great reports. My main thing with him is that he doesn't disclose things that you put your own name on and your signature on. So what could you possibly put your name on that you can't see that's going to your people, you know, the people that are perpetrating against you, but you can't see it and you're signing it? I don't know even how that would work. So I had to cut bait. Oh, thank you, Snake Jones. I'm glad you're here. Don't be led astray. Yep. That's one thing that I consider myself to, I'm going to do it right this time. Absolutely. 100%. If there's anything I'm here to do, it's get it right. So indicate no harm, but returns favors with a multiple of 10. I totally missed the conversation there. And hello, Fathead Adventures and Homesteading. I hope you're doing well with your homesteading. That's a good thing to do. And Dragonflies, thanks for the birthday wishes. Appreciate it. So anything you guys want to talk? In other words, be yourself. Forgiveness is key. Absolutely. Being yourself is the hardest thing to do. It's the biggest risk ever. People are going to see you for who you are. And if they judge you, they're going to judge you for who you are. It's better to be judged for someone you're not, right? If you just keep that persona, that most surface level version of yourself that's really locked in pride that you have to display to people. We all have pride issues, especially in the truth community, actually, because the vibration tends to be higher, not so much stuck in apathy, grief, and fear, but can be definitely stuck in lust, anger, and pride, and feeling like we're the right ones and they're the wrong ones and all that kind of mess. So I consider myself to be of service in that arena. Only the persistent resistance to love is unforgivable. Interesting. Very beautifully said. Very beautifully said. But Vegas still blocked. Are you blocked? People, by the way, I just wanted to say out loud that people say they are trying to comment on my videos, and I often see it when I hit the notification building on button on YouTube. I'll see your comment, but it won't actually be there, and I can't respond, and I can't click through and see who you are. But I see more comments than show up. So just so you know that. You can always message me at my website, bethabethmartins.com. Forgive, but never forget. And then is it really forgiving? I think it is. You never stop knowing. I think that's very possible. You never stop knowing. It becomes just part of you. You integrate it into your being. You learn the lessons. You get the power of going through that pain, because you can't find forgiveness without going through it. You can't just, because that's not true forgiveness. If you just try to bypass the lesson and the pain around it, that's not true forgiveness. That's called suppression. And that's going to erupt at a different time. And it's going to create more circumstances in your life where you need to forgive. That's my take on it anyway. And the Bible says, why should God forgive us if we don't forgive others? Right. Yeah, that's a possible. And tough to maintain spirits these days. I know. That's why we need each other. Absolutely. Because that's where the true spirit lies. Willfully going against the Holy Spirit and the blasphemy of is unforgivable. Yep. Makes sense. Hello, Cheryl Williams. Nice to see you. I know we're overdue for a conversation. So let's see if we can do that from the Yosemite National Forest in California. I hope it's beautiful there. We are in not full on winter. It's still pretty mild temperatures here, but we got snow everywhere. Still standing. Thanks for your birthday wishes. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lisa. Duper's delight. They brought down the trade towers and gave us half that statement. Never forget. Right. There you go. There you go. Exactly. They take all the good stuff and turn it upside down, inside out, and make it just a pile of crap for us. So thanks for being so real. I appreciate that. Thank you for appreciating that, because a lot of my life, I didn't have anybody around me that appreciated that at all. So this is like a thrill for me, actually. You've been studying Usufruct. Is that with the Law of Boris guy? That's his sort of flagship approach to the law. And hello, Annette. Nice to see you. Thanks for being here. Yeah, I must constantly go to our holy principles. Yes. I agree with that. Hello, Kristen, pardon me. There's no holier place on earth than where an ancient hatred becomes a present love from A Course in Miracles. Interesting. Wow. No holier place on earth where an ancient hatred becomes a present love. How beautiful is that? Exactly. And that is the power that we have, is to transmute and turn, you know, when somebody's hating you, to actually turn that into love, to raise your vibration, to go into that place of forgiveness, be able to even love your enemy. Right? That's what the Bible teaches us as well. User study is important. Don't care what anyone says. A Law Channel Telegram really dogs it for IDC. Ignorance is no excuse of the laws. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Natural law is where you're at. That's great. Did you know that that maxim, that ignorance of the law is no excuse? That's a Roman maxim, by the way. I used to quote it all the time, but it's a Roman one. And I think we should bring back pistol duels in politics. Exactly. Make them fight it out. Make them shoot at each other. Who's left at the end? We'll see. It's amazing how it sneaks stuff in people to forgive in. But Vig, I'm not sure what that means. That's all right. And hello, kick out the JHM. Best thing a politician can do is nothing. Yep. Stay home. Do nothing. They're supposed to be servants of us, and they're definitely not doing that. Superiority is a situational thing. Yeah. The first thing that makes me think of, Aaron, is that when you get a group of children together that are at a variety of different ages, then they will take leadership for each other. The 4-year-old will guide the 2-year-old, and the 10-year-old will guide the 4-year-old. And that's very natural. I see them do it. It's beautiful, right? They just assume. Now, I don't know if that's superiority, if that's what you mean by that, because that's more just leadership. But it's like, hey, I'll show you the ropes over here, even though I'm only 4 and still going to take leadership. It's really amazing. You released all your videos, Beth. Oh, good. Excellent. So feel free to send me a link. I'm glad you're doing that. That's awesome. Your wife is superior to you in the kitchen. Got it. Right. I mean, that's the thing. We'll be good at certain things and we'll be crap at other things. And it keeps us humble, right? Like that you always, doesn't matter how good you are in one arena. And that's the reason to go and work in an arena where you're not already good. You're not already an expert. You're not already confident. It's deeply humbling. And, so you stay in that place of always learning, always taking something new. It's a good strategy by my standards. You find walking helps clear your head. Yep, I agree. I need a walk. I wish I could walk right now. It's just not really the weather for it. I could possibly, just don't want to walk in the cold and the snow and the dark. Doesn't sound right to me. And bye, Cheryl, if I missed you, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. Oh, I'm so glad you guys are all connected. That's one of my highest aims for all of this, is that community builds and you guys find each other. You know, if you have one good friend you can talk to, sometimes that's all you need to get through really, really hard jam of some kind. It's not that I'm accurate. It's my info. You're just a messenger. You serve a purpose here. And to believe it to disrupt the programming. Oh, very good. That's awesome. Statism, very close to Satanism. What is the religion of the government? Yeah, exactly. We don't have governments anymore. We have corporations. We have a corporatocracy. Yeah, I got corrected a while back. I used to say that we were, you know, getting taken over by the communists, and it's not a communism at all. Actually, it is the corporatism, the corporate fascism, I believe, is the accurate term. And hello to Lella. Thanks for the birthday wishes on Rockfin. Much appreciated. So good. Well, I'm very slow at catching up on your comments. I might have to go to the end here. I'm at the end now. And thank you, Virginia. I appreciate it. Spot on. Windhammer, nice to see you. And thank you, Scotty. Totally appreciate that. Very kind of you. Basically, I have to work 24 hours a day to accomplish self-reliance. That's why we need to work together, because no one person's going to do this on their own. That's for darn sure. Yeah, Brandon. I love Brandon. Any other Brandonites out there, definitely connect with Komen. I've loved everything that you've shared. You have very wise quotes. You come along. Hello, John M. Nice to see you. Glad to have you here. And thank you for the happy birthday. The market rules. Yeah, exactly. That's why everywhere you go, you see the businesses making their own rules. Like I wasn't able to go to the post office for the longest time, but I found, thanks to my friend Joy, she's got a post office down by her place and I just go in there and they might ask me to put a muzzle on my face, but I just say I'm exempt. I have actually been going to some unlikely places, places I haven't been. I even cried at Stupid Store the other day. I literally cried after I checked out. Because I have avoided that store for almost 2 years now. And I could have been going, or things shifted and changed. There's another store where they used to give me a super hard time that I've avoided. And now they don't say one word to me when I go in and I just do my shopping like a normal person. And it's so amazing, like literally crying after I checked out and everybody was kind with me. Right? So it should be so moving. Now I appreciate it at least. Before I didn't even appreciate it enough to know. I would consider shopping to be a drudgery. Now it's like so fun. Somebody called out my name and I'm like, oh, here they come. But she was actually wanting to say, thank you for your work. And I really appreciate it. 100% behind you. And we kept running into each other as we were going through the aisles. And at one time I just giggled and I said, this is fun. Like I get to look at everything. I'm not rushing. I don't feel panicked. Nobody's attacking me. Like, wow, entertainment. Who needs movies and whatever that breads and circuses out there that turns out we don't need any of. My thought on tarot cards. Interesting. I think everything is a tool. Is anything inherently evil? No. Intention is everything. It's all archetypes, that tarot. I had a client yesterday talking about, maybe I'll shout out to Joel Rafiti, who does beautiful tarot readings as part of his coaching program. And, you know, I don't feel anything satanic on him just touching those cards. I don't think that makes you a Satanist. I think it's your intention. Do you believe those cards hold power? Or do you know where your power comes from? It doesn't come from cards. So if you lost those cards, would you still have power, right? I have a very, what I consider to be strong intuition, and I can know stuff. And every so often I will turn to a deck of cards when I feel lost and I just need some information from my unconscious. I also will turn to prayer and I get information that way. And I use the deprogramming release process to gain clarity and answers. So is any of that inherently evil? I don't think so. Astrology, well, it's God who made the heavenly bodies. God made those ones, right? And so I don't see that as satanic, but can it be used in a satanic way? Yes, because if there's not clear intention, that's, I think, where things go sideways. So that's my take on it. But I'm not willing to just call everything satanic just because it's not in the Bible. I don't know. That's just where I'm at. So that probably confirms, too, if that person is watching me, that confirms that I definitely am a Satanist. I had the other day I was on my Telegram and all of a sudden I saw I had 666 followers on my Telegram channel. And it's like, and then I screenshot it and I joked on my chat that I might be a Satanist, right? And I'm just playing with it. But the number of times I have hit a 666 in the last little while is stupid. Now I have a billboard across the street from me advertising Indian food. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe that'll be something worth trying. I'm going to call them. So I'm looking at the number and it's like 204-256-6666. Right. And I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Hilarious. Those numbers coming out of the blue. So yeah, it's a certain confrontation of sorts that's happening. And I think it's all meant to make you keep on knowing who you are. You've been saying, I'm exempt. Yep, that's exactly what I say. Not I have an exemption. I say I'm exempt. If they ask me for documents, I say under the Health Protection Act, you have absolutely no right to ask me that. Did you know there's a $50,000 fine for violations? Even though, to tell you the truth, that's not the best argument because I believe they've washed their hands of anything COVID. The Charter of Human Rights, same thing. They won't. The Human Rights Charter, the Human Rights Commission will not accept COVID complaints or stand behind anybody that has anything to do with COVID complaints. Now, notaries, I don't know if that's true for the good one that we've been using, but they won't notarize any documents that have anything to do with a pandemic. So they're washing their hands of this stuff. Not surprising, right? That's why in general, I don't like turning to man-made laws, and I don't put anybody down that's doing that, appealing to man-made laws, holding their laws against them. I know it's an approach. I wish them all the best, but I don't think I'm going to go down that road. And here's what I meant to talk about earlier, that there's a movement to lay charges against people, to make victim statements and criminal complaints. And, but the first thing you have to do, I was reading the process. The first thing you have to do is go down and give them your ID. Well, what have you just done? You made Joinder. That's my take on it. When you put your ID in their hands and you say, yes, I am this person, then you don't have rights anymore. You're not a living man or woman once you've done that. That's why the, you know, lawful action compared to legal action is all done in the private. From one private living man or woman to another private living man or woman. And that's why I can't really talk about stuff, because I'm not here to bring shame and take these people down. I want them to come up. I want them to come into forgiveness. I want remedy, real remedy. I'm not going after, trying to get paid for all of this stuff. I want them to change and see that their ways are harming. And to stop harming. That's what I want. So I'm willing to do things much more in the private rather than go out and, you know, publicize that, oh, this guy has this many charges against him and he should be ashamed of himself. Shame doesn't help anybody. Is one, you know, I don't know. That's just my exact, that's my take on it. That's what I've surmised for myself. And you're in the control group. Yep. Me too. Exactly. Where they don't want a control group. Yeah, hey, 15% of the population, that is a hefty control group. And we're going to prove, like, I have not had so much as a sniffle since all of this stuff began. Not even, right? And so when we're all left standing, it might not be clear to people. They can hold on to their illusions pretty good anyway. Kleptocracy. Ooh, I like that word, Komen. Stealing our money and abusing their power. Exactly. If you make a trip out to Winnipeg, you'll have to let me know. Adam Campbell, hello, nice to see you. I feel sorry for anyone named Karen or Brandon who have nothing to do with what's going on right now. Is Brandon another name for Karen? I haven't heard that one. Choosing the names for you is about as cruel as naming your kid Mike. Something like that. If your last name is Hunt. Yeah, some crazy, crazy names out there. Yeah, it's just a tool. Just as a weapon would be, exactly. Are you using that weapon to go hunting for your family and making peace with that animal and saying a prayer of gratitude? Or are you doing it to, like, intimidate and power over people and be scary? Don't be scary. I was an ongoing joke with my son when we go for Indian food. The beautiful man who owns the restaurant doesn't speak that English very well. And so when he says that they're scared, he's actually saying scary. So we have an ongoing joke, don't be scary. Anyway, that took a lot of explanation. You don't use any cards, just the Bible and fun, interesting supernatural mysteries like Bigfoot and stuff. There you go. Yeah, and we're all led in certain directions at certain times, and be easy on yourself, but be vigilant with yourself at the same time, just to see. That's why, you know, I don't mind doing the deep soul searching and seeing, like, is this sideways? Am I going sideways? Am I pointing to something that, or you know, playing with forces and very familiar with demonic attacks. And dealing with them too. It's not that hard. You just got to keep your eye on the ball. And you've seen so many 666 as well. Interesting. Hey, it's like, I know that number has a benevolent meaning as well, that it was taken, was stolen. It's just a number. You recommend shopping in groups. Yeah, I love that. That's actually how I got over my trauma of getting attacked for not wearing a muzzle. Is I started to go, I went out with groups, and then another guy would come with me and we would handle it together. And then finally it's like, oh yeah, carbon 666, exactly, Benjamin. And then I had the courage. Then I was able to get through that door, and I have absolutely no fear anymore. Even if they stop me, it hasn't happened. You know, I've actually been almost 100% when I go somewhere that, they're not bothering me. And I do believe, I shouldn't say that out loud because sometimes it really humbles me and then I go and get attacked again, but I certainly have no trauma around it anymore. I'm not going to get into controversy. I'm not going to try to force my way into anybody's store. I don't want to give them business. If they don't love me and appreciate my business, then I don't want to give it to them. I also don't want to be severely inconvenienced and I want to get my needs met. I feel totally victorious when I get my needs met. It's so amazing. I never appreciated that so much in the past. I shouldn't tell you any details, but you were a Satanist once. I also was as a child. I was being groomed for a satanic cult. I didn't know it. I didn't know it for more than 20 years after that. But looking back now, I see what was happening there. Luckily, I didn't get very far into it. They didn't take me. So happy Bornt Day. Appreciate that, Howard. Nice to see you. So good to be here with you guys. Short walk when Tamer laughed your ass off. 665 comments or likes, and you hit that button. Yeah. That's the first thing I did. Does anybody want to be 667? Yeah. And that carbon atom, we are carbon beings. They tricked us into believing we are evil. Exactly. Carbon is the enemy. And here they come with the weather weapons. Not like they haven't been doing that already, but it's going to go off the charts. We're definitely being prepared for this next thing. I think too many people just aren't buying the BS of the PSYOP of the day. They got to move to a new thing that's going to have much bigger and more dramatic results and will be undeniable to some people. We'll know what's going on, that it's being created. We are the carbon they want to get rid of. Exactly. If anyone asks you for a pass, you reach into your pocket and pull out your middle finger. Here's my pass. Yep, exactly. This is how I get in. That works well. Controversy, unfortunately, doesn't work well. Arguing with people does not work well. Wish it does, because I wouldn't mind. And it's a snake eating the tail. Exactly. Well, this is super fun. I really love you guys. I think I'm going to get myself some birthday supper, whatever that is. Maybe I can find some cake. And I got a cat at the door. It's winter, so I definitely have to go and let him in. Oh my gosh, so many comments. I love you guys. Slow Mo Moon Muggy. You saw Dylan's latest tour poster and all the creepy symbology. Oh boy. Yeah. I don't doubt it one bit. You must know it, but somebody asked him in an interview, Dylan, how did you get to be so famous and write so many songs? And he said, I sold my soul to the devil. And the interviewer laughed, ha, 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 funny joke. No, really, how did you get so famous and write so many songs? And he's like, no, dude, I sold my soul to the devil. Get it? So that's a real thing. Absolutely. 33rd thumbs up. Yay. We go another crazy number out there. He did make a deal. Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to call it a day for there. I'm so glad to have seen you guys. I'm actually in a way happier mood now and I get to just relax and have some time with my cat and wish my cat well. She's doing so much better. Not an accident anywhere today. So yay for that. So good. And you're going to send me a music playlist for my birthday. That's amazing. I love it. I would totally love that because I don't go out there looking for music anymore. And there is a lot of satanic music, unfortunately, but I'm so happy to listen to anything that you send me. I will definitely do that. Put some dancing ones in there. I'm going to dance. Got to finish cleaning up all this poop in the coop. Yep. Exactly. You and I have our hands full that way. Okay, everyone, maybe I'll see you tomorrow if you come on. I believe it's 2 p.m. with the owner of Shay's Cafe, the brave owner that is keeping his doors open for everybody. So I hope to see you tomorrow. I love you guys a lot and take care. Lots of blessings. Bye for now.